Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning. And today my guest is Tammy Bomush, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Tampa, Florida. She's been teaching for about 8 years, and she's also conducted research into the effects of the Alexander Technique, and in particular, the effects on, she's been interested in the implications for posture of devices like smartphones and iPods and that sort of thing. And we're going to talk today about very briefly about her study and about some of the implications of what she's learned for parents of children. So Tammy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you.
A pleasure as well.
Could you begin by giving our listeners a very short definition or description of the Alexander Technique?
Sure. The Alexander Technique is an educational tool used to improve health and posture. And the technique, because it's non-intrusive, it's highly effective, and it encourages the recognition of habits that interfere with the body's optimal functioning.
Okay, good. And you have done a study, and I know there'll be a link to that study on your website, which we'll put by the interview,
yes,
about the effect, really about what today is kind of called the text neck epidemic.
Right.
Could you just give our listeners a very brief summary of what that study showed, and then we'll move on to the implications of that.
Sure, absolutely. We actually referred to it as eye posture in my study. I didn't coin the term, but that's a term like with the iPhone culture.
That's good. So, a good term.
It is a good term. I didn't invent it, so I can't take credit for it. But we looked at two populations, one that was a more vulnerable community or a low income, and another was more affluent. And we looked at it, the prevalence of devices. And we found that there were more devices in the affluent community. And we looked at the type of devices that were the iPhones or just the smartphones and TVs, computers, and iPads. And we looked at how much usage there was. And we found that the more affluent community ended up using the devices more. And but we were starting to see a rise of the iPhone usage or the smartphone use in the low-income population as well. So that means that nobody is sort of safe from the negative implications of technology. Mm-hmm. And what we found were that the students that were in the more affluent group, they had the more technology usage, the lower exercise levels, and the higher fast food intake, which led to generally worse posture overall.
Mm-hmm. So as you say, no, today most kids have devices, let's
right.
say.
Yes.
And some may use them more than others.
Yes.
But there's your research has shown, certainly indicates that there are some downsides to that. And of course, the term text neck is out there as
yes.
as the new thing to worry about. So
right.
Before we get to what are some practical implications of your study for parents of,
yes.
of small kids, I think we should just talk briefly about you have two young children yourself.
Yes. Yes, I do.
And what are their ages and what have you noticed about what's going on with them?
Well, I have a daughter that just turned 2 and another daughter that will soon be turning 4. And I've certainly noticed a huge change in their posture. When they were young and I was, you know, watching them and so proud that my daughters had such beautiful posture and every activity on the floor was either in a full squat or they were sitting upright. And I just thought, oh, they're just going to be like this. You know, I'm going to make sure that they don't engage in any behaviors that lead to poor posture. And so I was enjoying this up until they turned about 1.5 years. And when they both started preschool, I noticed a significant change where they were depending on the chair. They were leaning on the back of the chair. They weren't sitting and using their muscles in their back on their own. And it was obviously, as an Alexander Technique teacher, this was very upsetting to me, but it's kind of like, you have to accept that this is the world. So it's not about eradicating technology and trying to isolate or shelter them. It's about learning to find ways of maintaining good posture and trying to promote better choices.
Mm-hmm. And the whole issue of chairs and their effect on small children, that's also been discussed in actually another podcast of mine, in particularly in Great Britain and Ireland. There's a very major move on to ban backward chairs that are forward. What is it? Backward. The surface of the chair is backwards.
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. And which is very harmful for children, and a lot of chairs yes. are like that. And there's quite a little movement on about that has affected a number of schools. But you're saying just chairs in general do represent a challenge for
Absolutely.
For children.
Sure.
Not to mention adults, but for yes. for children for sure.
Absolutely.
So and I guess your kids are too young to be on the internet yet, right?
Yeah, well, I can, they like to watch their videos.
Right, right. So what are some strategies you use as a parent and as an Alexander Technique teacher to help them navigate the environments they're going to be in with as little damage to their inherent good posture as possible?
Yes. Well, I know that children, just like adults, especially today, there's a lot of stimulus around. There are a lot of things that interest them visually. So, and also as parents, we work and we get tired and we just kind of want to sedate them with either a phone or a film or something online so that we can have some time to do what we need to do. And that's very common. So I'm not going to sit here and say, don't do that, because that's just the way the world is. But we can make better choices. So if your child is watching a video or they're watching something on the internet, make sure that what they're looking at is eye level, so that we don't create what you called the text neck. We don't want the phenomenon where they're looking down, because what ends up happening is that we bring our heads down towards the device. Instead, we should bring the device towards us. So you don't want it very close to their eyes. But what I often do with my daughters, I'll either prop a couple of pillows up there so that it's resting on that if they're looking at the phone, or I'll have them lay down for a little bit and either hold it above their bodies. Which that, you know, doesn't last long, but my idea is to have them move around. I don't like for them to stay fixed in a certain position for very long. Mm-hmm. And when they are sitting in front of the computer and I notice that they're rounding their back, then I'll just gently say to them, can you sit up? Can you think that your head is going up towards the ceiling? And it's really just so exciting that children respond very well to that cue, because for them, they don't have all of these sort of preconceived notions of what straight looks like, which, you know, a lot of people think straight is straight, but in fact, straight triggers a response which forces you to arch your back. So when you just say up and you sort of guide them into thinking that their head is like a hot air balloon going up towards the sky, they respond very well to that. And they have, because they don't have that many bad habits already, they are much more easily susceptible to going up, mm-hmm. like the
right.
desired way.
Right. And with regard to the text neck issue, as
yes.
you say, the head's going down towards
yes.
the device.
Yes.
It's what's also happening, and the really harmful part, is that the neck and upper torso's also collapsing in.
Yes.
And there is a branch, if you like, of the Alexander Technique called body mapping, mm-hmm. which I'm sure you're familiar with, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Body mapping is basically just learning on yourself where certain key relationships are. Like, for example, your head-neck relationship, how it works and where it is. And that's something that can be taught to kids like in about 30 seconds and can make a gigantic difference in how they move their heads doing whatever they're doing. Yes. It ought to be taught in kindergarten, but or pre-kindergarten, really. But I myself don't have a lot of experience working with small children directly, but I've talked to a number of people who said that just showing a small child where their head actually is located relative to their neck and how it can move from that point just has made a gigantic difference in how the child functions.
Absolutely.
And there are a few other key relationships. And kids are typically quite interested in that as well.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, go ahead. Yeah.
And, no, I agree.
And I certainly, your emphasis on movement is, I think, spot on, because you could be watching television, but you don't have to be fixed. You could
have
some mobility as you do so. What are some other things that you do with your kids that you would like to pass on to other parents?
I really like the squat position, and I think that the more agile the child is and the younger, the more you can kind of teach them that position. I try to do it with my husband too. Whenever we bend down, you know, to pick something up, we always remember knees. We always remember to use our knees to bend down. And I like to do that with my girls too. I really encourage and compliment. So when my youngest daughter, my 2-year-old, she still goes into the squat, and it's just delightful, especially as an Alexander Technique teacher, to see your child going into a squat. And then my almost 4-year-old will do the same thing. She'll see her sister do it. She wants to do it. She sees she's getting a lot of positive feedback about that. So they'll play, and it's great. It's just great. There are little things that we can do. What's so wonderful about the squat, it teaches balance, it uses muscles. You're not having that at that age, you're not yet having that rounding of the back. So it's just such a wonderful position to encourage your children to be in.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're talking about a squat with the feet flat on the floor, the whole on their toes. And
right.
I mean, that's something that Alexander teachers working with adults will often try to help their students reclaim the ability to do that. There are cultures out there where adults do that all the time.
Yes,
but,
they eat like that.
They eat, they talk, they hang out because they don't bother with chairs.
But
in the West, not so much. Yeah, so that's a very interesting idea to actually make squat seem like a fun thing to do.
Yes.
Which it is, actually.
And, it is. And it's wonderful.
And as you say, it encourages everything that we'd like to see.
Yes.
You know, a lengthened back, full use of the joints, everything, really. Anything else that you could pass on to parents?
Well, I wanted to mention something and sort of reinforce what you stated earlier about children responding better to body mapping and sort of body intelligence, because I really think it's just inherently in them. It's inherently in all of us, but children are sort of closer to that because they're younger and they haven't been exposed to so much stimuli. Right. What I noticed in the children in my study was that they were so interested, and I thought, you know, are they going to be interested in posture? Because adults, they think, oh, just one more thing to think about. No, thank you. And, you know, and posture is so important. And children, the children I study were just so interested in their backs. They were so interested in the squat. And I was so happy that this is what I saw in both groups. They were really interested. And I think that the parents become more interested when they see that their children are interested as well. Because parents often think about posture as like, oh, I just want my child to, you know, stand up straight. That's their thing. I don't want them to slouch. I don't want them to, you know, look like they're not upright. And there are so many more implications to posture than just, you know, standing or sitting upright. It helps with concentration. It helps with mood. It helps with health. It helps with so many aspects of our overall well-being.
Yeah.
And it's just so important to start paying attention to this now. because
Absolutely. And it's interesting that the founder of the Alexander technique, F. Matthias Alexander, always said that really the technique should be for children, not for adults.
He
said, you know, it's just the fact of life that most Alexander teachers depend on adults as paying students, and but that really it's a relatively inefficient process with adults compared to children. And it is pretty efficient with adults, but children can latch on to these ideas instantly. And as you say, they don't have all these preconceptions that they have to overcome that adults do about correct ways to stand up and all the rest of it. They're willing to play with ideas. And it's, there's another thing that that might have some implications for parents today, and that that involves the people you employ as caregivers for your children, either preschool faculty or someone comes into your home to look after your kids. Alexander addressed that question very explicitly in one of his books. Now, bear in mind he was writing in the early 20th century, but he talks about parents who want to hire a nanny for their child. And he says most parents are going to just look for the cheapest nanny. And this is before people were worried about nannies with criminal records and stuff like that. But he said they're going to just, they're going to go for whoever's cheapest, and they are not going to look at the nanny from the point of view of how is their posture and the way they carry themselves and move. How what does that look like? Because as Alexander said, if the kid's hanging out with the nanny, the kid's going to get the nanny's habits.
Yes.
The kid is the child certainly gets your habits as parents. I mean, that that's pretty clear. And if you have a nanny that's constantly tensing their neck every time they do something, the kid's going to imitate that. And Alexander also said in that connection that kids not only imitate the adults around them, but they have an uncanny ability to imitate most strongly the most bizarre aspects of the people around them.
Yes. Oh, yes. I couldn't agree more. I absolutely see this in my older daughter with preschool. Sometimes when a teacher, this is how we know that teachers raise their voices with them, because she'll come home and all of a sudden she will, her face will be very fixed. She'll sort of respond in a very aggressive way and yell. And we think, where did she learn this from? You know, where did she learn? And it's like, you be quiet, you sit down, or whatever it is that they're saying. But you think about, and teachers, they have their own stress. So I'm not going to sit there and blame the teachers, because they have classrooms with sometimes 30 kids or whatever they're dealing with. But yes, absolutely. If they're not mindful of what they're doing with their body, how they're yelling, how they're straining or tightening their neck. Well, we're teaching this to our children. We are raising a culture of people that are responding in this way.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. So I guess the advice for a parent would be take a look at the people who are teaching your kids.
Yes.
And this is a much harder thing, but take a look at yourself.
Absolutely.
And at your, your husband or your wife.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but I get calls from parents. This is more for somewhat older children, maybe early teens type children. And parents will call and say, you know, my kid's posture is terrible. Can I send them to you for lessons? And I dread those kind of calls, because I know that what's going to almost always emerge is that the child is imitating the person who's calling me, or their husband or wife. So I tell parent anyone who calls, I tell them, well, first thing is you need to have some lessons. Because if I don't tell them the thing I just told you, I'm more diplomatic. I just say because your child will more likely respond if they see you I'll practice saying some of these
Yes,
ideas.
but that's the way forward, Robert. I think that's the way, is educating from within the family. We all have to be mindful. I mean, I lose my temper. My husband loses temper. That's just natural. You should experience every emotion, but you have to be careful about what you're showing constantly to your children, what choices you're making. And that's the beauty of the Alexander technique, because the Alexander technique doesn't deny the fact that there is a lot of stimuli. It teaches you how to stop, pause, and think about how you want to react to that stimulus.
Right. And just to get back to Mr. Alexander again, I'm kind of going on about him, but he also said a very interesting thing, not just that the technique really should be taught to children, but he also said that the level of training of a teacher that who would be effective in helping small children was way lower than for those who are going to teach adults. That you didn't have to, you did have to have be able to have a rapport with kids, obviously, but that what I take from that is that if a parent has a few lessons, there is no reason in the world why they can't use the Alexander principles to help their children. No reason in the world, and it's probably going to be a lot better coming from that from them than from some, weird Alexander tech teacher in a studio, right? So Tammy, is there anything we haven't covered that you want to include in this conversation?
No, this has been wonderful. Just really, I think we went even further than I thought we would. So this is really exciting.
I think we've kind of covered a lot of the basics. My guest today has been Tammy Bomish, who teaches in Tampa, Florida. I'll be putting a link to her site by the interview, and her site will have on it a link to her study of children and her eye posture study. And if anything that intrigues you in this interview, anything intrigues you and you live in the Tampa area, contact Tammy. And I'll also put a link to a website that will tell you more about the Alexander technique in general and will enable you to find a teacher in your area. Tammy, thanks so much for this.
Robert, thank you so much. It was an absolute delight.